Hello, Ian.
Hey, Liz.
The Finance Committee approved the new state budget on a 14-2 vote. Are any parts of this spending plan drawing strong opposition right now?
Well, not so far. As we'll hear in a bit, the Republicans who make up the legislative minority are more critical of the process than the content of the budget. They feel like there really hasn't been adequate vetting of the budget ahead of the vote in the Finance Committee.
We'll get to that a little bit more later, but first, let's talk about the highlights in this spending plan. What are some of the big elements?
Well, it's no coincidence that the spending plan has some pleasing elements in a year when most of Rhode Island's 113 legislators will soon be heading out to seek re-election. The budget continues a move to reduce the state corporate minimum tax, cutting it by $50 to $400. It includes Governor Raimondo's $30 million annual cut to the unemployment insurance tax paid by businesses, and the spending plan includes a tax exemption on the first $15,000 of pension income for income-eligible retirees. Here's how House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello describes the thinking behind these parts of the budget.
The intention is to produce a budget that's pro-jobs, pro-economy, pro-Rhode Island citizen. We tried to give back to our Rhode Island citizens as much as we could. If you notice, we've given back to folks that have dedicated their lives to the state that now have to rely on a lower income capacity, that are on a retirement income.
Ian, lawmakers made another move that might prove popular with Rhode Islanders. Tell us a little more about that.
That's right. The House budget cuts beach fees roughly in half to the 2011 level. Speaker Mattiello calls that an attempt to give back to Rhode Islanders. Then again, as House Republican leader Brian Newberry notes on Twitter, it was the same legislative Democrats who raised those beach fees back in 2011.
Speaker Mattiello says the budget lacks new taxes fees, but there might be an exception to that. Isn't there a new fee for people licensed to grow medical marijuana?
Yes, that was part of Governor Raimondo's budget proposal back in February. She said more regulation was needed to tighten up oversight of the medical marijuana program, but there was a lot of pushback when Raimondo's proposal included fees per plant from $150 to $350. The House budget cuts that amount to about $25 per plant.
Now, Ian, the House Finance Committee voted on this budget proposal at 1:30 in the morning. Is that really the best way to do things?
Well, Liz, it may not be the best way, but it is the way things often happen with the budget at the State House here in Rhode Island and in other states as well, with a lot of hurry up and wait and certain details being massaged behind closed doors. Reporters were initially told to expect a briefing at about 5:30 in the evening Tuesday, and it didn't actually happen until close to 11 p.m.
On the education side, I've heard from a couple of people at least who were surprised to see a new proposal related to charter school tuition. And charter school advocates tell me they're concerned it will lead to a lot of financial uncertainty for their school, for charter schools from year to year. They tell me they're still running the numbers trying to understand the impact of this proposal. Do you think, Ian, that Finance Committee members have had enough of an opportunity to vet this almost $9 billion spending plan?
It really depends on who you ask. The majority Democrats on Smith Hill say the issues in the budget have been discussed and debated for months, but two of the three Republicans on the Finance Committee told me they voted against the budget because there was not enough time to review it. Here's West Warwick Representative Patricia Morgan.
We should be reading it and studying it and understanding what's in it. What has changed? We need to study it a little bit before we vote.
Ian, what's the next step for the state budget?
It's slated to go to the full House next Wednesday. That's when Republican lawmakers have more of an opportunity to express their opposition or concerns about particular parts of the budget. There are sometimes internal Democratic skirmishes. The state Senate would likely vote on the spending plan the next day, and the General Assembly could wrap up its 2016 session by the end of next week.
Is there any chance that we'll see many more changes to this spending plan before it goes to a final vote, those last-minute amendments, for example?
There are oftentimes many amendments, but generally they are not successful, and because they are not backed by leadership, they usually go down to defeat. Major changes are unlikely at this point.
Ian, shifting gears for just a moment, one of the big events of the 2016 session was the resignation last month of former House Finance Chairman Ray Gallison. What's the fallout from that?
There's still an ongoing law enforcement probe related to Gallison, and the exact focus of that remains unclear. It's also unclear about when information about that may become public. But the whiff of scandal has certainly caused some ripples on Smith Hill. We saw one of the big impacts earlier this week. Speaker Mattiello and Senate President Teresa Pivoweed announced a big change in one of two legislative grant programs. They're basically shifting responsibility for larger grants to the executive branch of government in a move touted as a way to make the grant process more transparent. But Mattiello and Pivoweed are also keeping control of the smaller grant program that doles out grants of $1,000 or a few thousand dollars to programs like youth sports leagues and local soup kitchens, things like that. The legislative leaders say the program works about as well as it can, but critics say these grants encourage rank-and-file lawmakers to curry favor with the Speaker and Senate President. Also, before ending their session, lawmakers are expected to put a question on the November ballot. The question would allow voters to strengthen oversight of the General Assembly by the State Ethics Commission.
Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis, thank you. We know you'll keep a close eye on the end of the legislative session.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and I will.